Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Okay, welcome to Think Big. Guest today is Daniela Wong. Daniela, please let us know where you are in the world and what you do for a living.
Thank you for having me. I am here right now in Mexico City. That's where I'm from.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell us about the brand that you founded in Senor Mangoes. Tell us about a little bit about the backstory, where you got the idea to start this brand, when you did it, and yeah.
Okay, so as I said, I'm from Mexico City, but I have a little bit of the story behind Senor Mango is that it's inspired in my dad. He's the original Senor Mango. He is from Sinaloa in the north of Mexico. And since I was born, I used to go every summer to his mango farms that he, since he was very young, he started having mango farms in Sinaloa. So, of course, when I was born, I have two older sisters, and my mom, the whole family would go to the farms and spend time there. My dad is a very workaholic person. So I remember seeing him all my life, like working. And if he was not working, he would put us to work, you know, like he would tell us, hey, why don't you choose the mangoes? Why don't you pay stickers to the mangoes and do this and do that? Like all the time we would be doing something. Of course, we had fun. We were not like child that we were always like working. I don't want you to think that way.
No, that's but, a good dad. That's a good dad.
Yeah, he was always challenging us to do something. And it's funny because we always had activities. Of course, we're three girls. So we had like fun activities and we spent a bunch of time, and those are my beautiful memories I have as a child, was to spend time with horses, with cows, in the farms, with the mangoes. So that's a little bit of the story why I created Senor Mango and the inspiration that comes from.
That's amazing. So are you still sourcing from your father's farm, or are you still very much involved in, you know, that side of the business as well?
Yeah, so a little bit also like very important about Senor Mango is that we only use Mango Kent. So why I decided to use only Mango Kent, because that's the type of mango that my dad was exporting, or sorry, not was, he is still exporting the fresh mango to Europe and Asia. So so that type of mango, it's amazing. So that also is the second reason why I started Senor Mango, because this mango, it's amazing quality. It's the most premium mango we have in Mexico, and it's considered to be the most premium mango in the world. That's why in Europe and Asia, people receive it as if it was gold. So in Mexico, not a lot of people knew about this mango by then, and only like our closest family and friends would be like, oh my god, please, the fresh season of mango, when it's coming, I want to have some fresh mangoes. So every summer we would be giving to our friends and family this fresh mango. So I told my dad, like, dad, I love this mango, it's so unique, it's so sad that in Mexico no one knows about it, and how can we do it to have it the whole year? Like, that was the original question. And of course, the answer was by dehydrating it, right? And also by being in the procedure of how they do all the fresh mango and how they export, I saw that, of course, there's a bunch of mangoes that doesn't make it because they're not all like perfect, you know, mm-hmm. Like people want it. So that's why I was like, okay, perfect. So we can also give it a second use to this type of mangoes that doesn't make it there. And we can give it a second use and dry it. And it's going to still taste the same and be amazing quality. So he only uses, like, there's a bunch of information about mangoes, but he only uses like the very, very, very good ones, right? So all the other ones that he doesn't use, there's a huge opportunity. And of course, right now, as we've been growing with Senor Mango, we started only using his mangoes, but now the more we grow, the more we need, of course, right? So right now we also work with other mango producers from Sinaloa, and they are also sourcing mangoes to us.
That's amazing. Oh, that sounds very, you know, kind of sustainable. I think people really, you know, love that. Just kind of like taking what otherwise maybe would have been waste or and turning it into something that you can sell year round. I think it's really smart. So tell me too, when did you get started with the brand exactly? Like, when did you kind of start, like, you know, trying the idea of dehydrating the mangoes and like testing flavors and things? When was your like legitimate launch?
So we started 3 years ago in Mexico. It's funny story, but a little story of a little behind of me, my where I was before Señor Mango. I was working as an actress in Miami, and then I moved to LA. I mean, I started my career in New York doing a Broadway theater. Then I went to Miami to do shows and soap operas and series. And then also I was traveling back and forward between the States and Mexico. So it was so funny because during COVID, like, no one knew what was going to happen there, right? So right. That's when I was like, okay, I really, like, I'm a person that is very active. I cannot be sitting down. So I was like, this is the right moment. Like, let's do it now. So we started by like around those times, and we launched it only online in Mexico. After, of course, after things started like coming back to normal. After that, then we started like going into some retailers. But at the beginning, honestly, we wanted to like people, like, honestly, it was like a trial, like a test. We wanted to see the reaction of people. And the answer was beautiful because we started like in small boutique stores, coffee shops, and like from those little stores, people from sales, like the buyers, mm-hmm. would call us or email us and say, hey, I tried your product. I love it. I wanted to have it in this place. So the growth was very organic. And that's something that I really love because, of course, like I had my savings. So that's what we put in the beginning to start the business. So the growth was like little by little. My sisters are also involved. So they were like also supporting all the time. And they were like, the oldest one is a PR. So she was like seeing how could we also grow in like social media and all of that stuff. And my middle sister, she's the one that did the whole design of the branding. And like, we tried to put all our strengths, also including my dad's strength. And then that's what the result was.
That's awesome. So I see on the website too that you ship, this says anywhere in Mexico. Do you work with any retailers or sell to any direct to consumers through the website in the United States or internationally for Mexico at all?
Yeah, actually right now, I mean, we, as I said, we've been growing very little, but mm-hmm. I love to say like I like to grow little but smart. Mm-hmm. So last year in October, around October, we launched in Amazon USA. So we're available on Amazon. And in the States, the growth has been also organic. Like, there are things that I've been like trying to reach out for because I love some stores and I'm like, I would love to be part of your store. And then after they try it, they say, okay, let's give it a try. And right now we're available like in retailers like Erwan, Bristol Farms, Foxtrot, and soon we're going to launch in Fresh Thyme. So I'm very
excited. Wow, very cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how does your, assuming, you know, it sounds like the retail side of things was a little bit more recent. So, you know, the first few years, was it mostly online sales through the website?
To be honest, no. Like, as I said, we started online. Probably was only for like four, five months. People were buying it. And after that, immediately, we started like selling into like coffee shops and small boutique healthy stores. And from there, like immediately, our first retailer was the first year. So we've seen how we've been growing with retailers, which is very difficult, but it's a challenge.
Yeah, it's difficult. And retailers can be especially difficult sometimes after, you know, a long time has gone on. I've heard, unfortunately, kind of like horror stories of people working in retail and then, you know, their biggest retail deal just like goes out the window. It's just a lot to like kind of lose like all at once. So, you know, do you have any plans to, you'll kind of ramp up your online sales as well to kind of keep that consistent while you're continuing to, you know, nurture your retail relationships as well?
Yes, I can't wait to. I mean, I'm very happy being in Amazon. I think people love buying there. Like they already trust that place to like where they love to buy and they get all their stuff there. So to me, it's very interesting how it's the process, right? And I wanted to have our own web page. Like I'm still not fully completed decide. Like we haven't decided that that's the right move because of course Amazon is doing well. I mean, I want to see better results. I know people tells me, hey, be patient. because I'm like, no, the first day, the first month, we're gonna sell this amount of units. And that's not the reality, to be honest. Like people sometimes imagine things and that's not what happens. But within like every month I see an improvement, an improvement, an improvement. And until I don't see like a huge improvement, I don't want to like launch our own web page. I don't know if I'm doing a right decision there. I'm trying to get also like advice from people that already have their own web page in the States and they also sell on Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon's interesting. I get a lot of kind of mixed opinions from people that sell through Amazon, and it seems like some people consider Amazon as kind of like a basically like an online retailer, and some kind of treat it more as e-commerce. So how has your experience been with Amazon, you know, and like all the processes that go into, you know, setting up a store and, you know, how their fulfillment works? I mean, how's your general experience been selling through Amazon?
Okay, so I would say it's been a very, I like to call it an adventure or as a roller coaster because there's days that I'm like, oh, yes, and I'm creating this amazing strategy, but all of a sudden that's not the right way because it's, of course, not your web page. So
Right.
right now, because I wanted to do certain things, but I was probably not the best to do it by myself. So right now I'm working with an agency that helps me to like do paid media because like for example I've never paid for anything with like marketing wise.
Right.
So when they told me like Danny, it's gonna be very hard to grow in the States if you don't have paid media. I'm like, oh my God, no, really? How much? You know? And I like of course our budget it's super low. And like as I said, I love to grow organically. I prefer people like trying the product and recommended it on their social media so they can go and buy it on Amazon. But the process has been a little bit ups and downs, to be honest. Like it's not easy. Like I know people that tells me, oh my God, Amazon is a like super quick and easy to do. No, not really. Like to me, it has not been like that. And at the same time, like a love-hate relationship because I think it's a great platform for any brand. Like it's a great way to show your product and be where all the products are. Of course, there's a bunch of competition, but then how you can be number one by people trying it and of course recommendations or like the you know like the feedback that we receive after people try it sometimes are not very nice. Like people are sometimes very mean and it's crazy because on Instagram I receive so many cool and beautiful comments about the product. Of course people sometimes tells me, hey, I received this bag and you had an error here or you had a mistake here. And I'm like, okay, I love feedback because that's what make us improve. But like sometimes they're like, oh my God, these are not dry mango. These are chips. And I'm like, no, how come this can be chips? This is dry mango. You know, sometimes it's like kind of difficult to deal with those things.
Yeah, at least you know the people that approach you on social media that are giving you feedback, like they're already following you, like they probably are like saying that to you because they really want to help you. You know, some people that are just saying like just like nonsense, you know, comments about it just to kind of like just like talk bad things. You know, there's always going to be that percentage of people out there, right? But yeah, the Amazon thing is interesting because Amazon, I feel like on both sides of their operation, working with, you know, product owners and working with consumers, it's all kind of centered around convenience. Like it's very convenient for, you know, brands to post on the Amazon platform and have all the fulfillment and everything that they do taken care of. But you know, there's some kind of potential downsides to it too. Or I know, like on Amazon, rather than selling like through your own e-commerce store and your own site, you you know, you kind of have this like wall of, you don't really get all the information about the customers who are buying through Amazon. I think that's one of the biggest advantages. And if you can make it happen and be successful with it, selling through your own site, like I know you're wanting to do, and for good reason, is, you know, to be able to have like all your customers' information, to be able to campaign back to them and, you know, keep them up to date with, you know, messaging and say like, hey, we just dropped this new flavor. I know you bought like a couple of months ago. How was it? Send surveys to get like even more feedback. That's one of the toughest things in my experience working with Amazon is, you know, just the lack of like, you know, information that you get back from the people that are buying. You don't get as many insights as you do, you know, the people on social, or, you know, people who buy even from a retail store and maybe give you feedback, or, you know, people who buy direct from the website and you send them a survey or something. So
that's so true. Like that would be, I think, one of the disadvantages, that you cannot connect with a buyer and with a client at the end of the day, with that person. The other day I discovered this person through Instagram that told me like, oh my God, I am the person that buys every month a box of 12 units of this flavor. And I'm like, oh my God, like I was so happy that finally I knew something, right?
Right.
It'd be beautiful to know more information.
Yeah. So, I mean, what is your kind of thoughts with, you know, like, how do you think you can make a transition if you wanted to from, you know, selling mostly online through Amazon to, obviously, you know, if you're thinking about the US market, I think it's true what you say about running paid ads. There's so much competition in the US market, and there's so much great data that you can get from running paid ads as well. You know, tracking people through ads and the funnels that lead to your website and things like that. It's so powerful, you know, because running paid ads, and one thing is obviously, you know, you pay to hope to make more than you're spending on the ads, right? But the other kind of value I think that comes from that doesn't always work out, but when it does is, you know, you get some direct sales and direct return on your investment, you know, when the ads run well and the whole funnel works well, that eventually end up in sales. But the other side of it is, even the people that don't make sales, there, you get so much information from people that are interacting with those ads, like, you know, where the ad was they interacted with, like what they searched on Google that prompted that ad to come up, you know, what they searched on Instagram, you know, to find that ad and things like that. It could really help you carve out, you know, like a deeper niche to really understand like what type of person, you know, is recurrently buying, you know, your products from your brand, right? So what do you think would be the first kind of, you know, step to get away a little bit away from Amazon and more to, you know, selling through your own site?
I mean, I think the first step to get rid of like, no, well, not get rid of Amazon, but like start my own.
Little transition, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I think what I've been doing, and it's funny because I never planned it, but it's been happening like that. People, for example, I have this market bag that it's called Senor Mango Market Bag, and it's perfect for groceries, right? So all of a sudden, people on Instagram reach out to us and they're like, oh my God, I love this bag. How can I get it? That's not in Amazon. And we cannot, like, they cannot buy it through the webpage in Mexico, right?
Right.
So right now what I've been doing, it's like I tell them, okay, if you're interested in it, you can buy it through Instagram and just tell me your address and I'll send you your bag. And that's what I've been doing, to be honest, not only with a Mercado bag, but also with other products. And I love that because as you say, you connect with a person that is buying it. And now, for example, I know that there's this case of one person that reached out to us, and she's a teacher, and she told me like, oh my God, how can I get it? I live here, but in that moment we were not already available on Amazon. So I told her, tell me where do you live and I'll send it to you. So we did that. And now like she's always consistent on telling us feedback, on telling us that like comments, like participating on giveaways. Like she's there and I know her already, right? And that's beautiful to connect with people. And I think Instagram could be like a first step. And then like honestly, after this conversation, I'm like, okay, I think I should open our website. The only thing that I need to like, the tough here is like the final distribution. That's the one I'm like still figuring out how can I have it. Because I know like in the States where like, well, we are not because I'm in Mexico, but like people want to receive the next day your product. And sometimes that could be a little bit tough for a small business like us. But that's what I want. I want people to have the best experience in buying Senor Mango. So if I cannot afford that right now, I can't wait to do it so they can open their box and receive a beautiful case with all the flavors and the experience. It's beautiful at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But I also... Sorry, I also learned the other day that you like I heard that you cannot wait for the perfect moment. You make the perfect moment happen. So sometimes I'm like that, right? Like I can't wait for this perfect moment, and maybe I just have to start. And even if it's not with a beautiful box and it doesn't arrive in the next day, you'll get your product. I don't know. I have to still.
Yeah, no, it's so true. Like, you think about, when you started the brand, you made some online sales, you got some feedback, you could have waited and waited and, had a million things in storage to get ready for, like, call a bunch of retailers to try to get it right on the shelves. But I think you did a smart thing. And, like you made that moment happen, which is, and in that moment, what you needed was feedback for the product before you were able to do something larger with retail stores and things. So I know, I think it's great advice. And I think it's a great perspective. And it's really interesting to think, you get so many things now are bought on Amazon where you get same day shipping, one day shipping. Like in New York City, so many products, like where I live in New York City, is like you could get most things you find on Amazon, unless it's like something really expensive or specific. Most of the time, it's same day. If not, it's usually one day shipping. 2 day shipping is even like long on like the Amazon standards. But it's that. But then you think about, the world of like the Etsys of the world and things like that, that are, coming from like, small creators of like creative brands that are like, they might not even be brands. It might just be a person making something on Etsy. I mean, the shipping costs $10 and it takes 10 days. And I've seen things on Etsy go from, $100 in sales to, $1 million in sales overnight. So it's not, I don't think it's like as much of a wall for people if like they genuinely like the brand as much as people think, just because Amazon is like that and Walmart Plus sends things, overnights it or, 2 days for free. I think people are, I think, a little bit more willing to, be flexible with their, like, shipping requirements for the things that they like. If it's something that they really love, like things you find on Etsy that's made, like little pieces of merch, shirts, gifts that you're buying. So I find that that's not, it's not the biggest wall in the world for people. Kind of depends what it is, but I wouldn't even say that, it's probably worth the money to, set something up where you can send it anywhere in the US and Mexico in 2 days. I think you'll find, as you get more information, do more surveys, that, people don't concern themselves as much with that when they know they're buying from a brand that they really connect with. They interact with you on social media. They know all about you. They're not just looking for convenience. If they were, they'd just go to the grocery store and buy, whatever dry, mass-produced, stuff that, they can get at the grocery store for $3. But yeah, it's just always interesting. Like, people get mad when their Amazon doesn't come overnight and they have to wait 2 days instead of one. But then so many millions of people every day are buying things on Etsy and from, private smaller companies, where the shipping 7 to 10 days, and it doesn't seem to really be a problem. So yeah, this is really, it's just so interesting. Like, people's preferences for it, it just really depends on, I think, how much they really relate to the brand.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So let me ask you, if we were to speak again a year from now, like, where do you see the
Oh,
brand developing into, come 2025 time, between, how your online sales are growing versus, how the retail side of your business is growing?
I would say that I would love to grow more into the online area. There, I think there is a huge opportunity right there. And of course, as a business owner, it's better for you for all the benefits you have. Like you can talk with the people, as we were saying, and also it doesn't take as much as a percentage as retailers, of course, right? And you create your own path in a way, and I love that. But also, I would say that for 2025, as I said, I want to grow Senior Mango very smart and organic. But of course, like I have so many friends that I admire that they have done really, like, to me in my eyes, they have done amazing job in being in grow and like being like a product that you really need in a way, right? But not you need, but like it makes you happy, and that's what I want at the end of the day. I'm developing new things. I'm very excited to show these at the end of the day. And you know what excites me the most? When I receive these like pictures and messages from people all around the world, not kidding, like Paris, Japan, or like different places, you know, and they're like, oh my God, my kids want more. And like that's something I'm like, I can't wait to be in all of those places. But of course, I don't know how long it's going to take. And also, like, yes, I could tell you, oh, I want to be these retailers and have this many points of sales. Like, yes, that's, of course, a dream. But I want to create like a beautiful story of how we achieve those goals.
Yeah, I think that's a really smart perspective. Obviously, of course, you're going to follow your numbers. I mean, you're a business owner, but I think some entrepreneurs can get a little, you know, obsessed with the end game of the numbers year over year and set things aside that ordinarily, like maybe you shouldn't, you know, like you're working on growing smart, you're working on developing maybe new flavors, different products, more kind of variability for the brand. And you know, if you were maybe a little bit too obsessed with just like, we need to do 20% growth year over year, we need 20% revenue growth, you know, well, what are you spending to get there? And, you know, what are you leaving behind that you probably should have done before you worried about the growth? You know, like I've seen so many companies, like the revenue grows 80-90% every year, but it's only because they're spending 110% more in ad spend every year, right? I think I have a really smart and patient perspective on the growth of the company. I think that's really healthy.
Thank you.
That's amazing. Yeah. And okay, one question I always love to ask all the entrepreneurs that I talk to. So you're going on 3 to 4 years now with the brand. You know, everything that you've learned since you started Señor Mango. You know, if you could go back to your day one when you started the brand, you know, what would be, if you had to pick one thing, what would be the biggest piece of advice you give yourself if you could start again on day one?
Oh my God, it's gonna. Okay, I would say, I mean, probably it's a very basic one, but I would tell me, be patient, be very smart, and be consistent every day. And something that I tell me and I tell everybody whenever I can and I have the chance is like, be so much in love of what you're doing and so passionate about what you're doing that when difficult moments happen or when challenges happen, you figure out. When you love something, you figure out and you keep going and you keep working. So I would say, like, love so much what you're creating that you keep being patient, you keep being persistent, you keep being disciplined and constant every day of your life. Of what
that's
you're
a
doing.
Great answer. I get so many over technical answers to that question, like follow these metrics more closely and make sure they don't get like above this thing. But that's actually, I think that's a really good perspective. And I think for any maybe younger entrepreneurs or even more seasoned entrepreneurs that are maybe off on a new venture, it's something new they're not used to. I think that's really good advice. Anybody that listens to that, I think, you know, they should take that advice and just like remember the big things too, and not to get so lost in the, you know, small technical details, but just remember, you know, if you're not loving it, maybe you're not in the right place. And if you are, that's what's going to drive you to remain consistent, you know, stay driven and all those kinds of things like you mentioned. So I think that's actually great advice. So yeah, I also just want to give you a quick opportunity you know, to shout out your brands, what your socials are, your website, how to keep in touch with you and the company. You know, anybody who wants to follow Señor Mango.
Yeah, so we are available. Well, we are on our social media on Instagram and TikTok as at Señor Mango Mucho Gusto. And we are also, I mean, we're available on Amazon, Mexico and USA. And soon, if you're in Mexico, if you're visiting Mexico, please make sure you walk all Condesa and all Roma, which are the hot neighborhoods, and find some Señor Mango in like a coffee shop. You'll find it, I'm sure. And in the States, also like go visit us in Erewhon, Bristol Farms, Foxtrot, Fresh Thyme. And please text us on Instagram if you want to see us somewhere else, because that also helps me, you know, like work hard and be like, okay, we have to go to that store now or to this place and do this event or something like that. Your feedback also helps me so much to keep working.
Amazing. Well, I just want to say thank you again, Daniela, and I wish you continued success. For everything I've heard today, I have no doubt it will continue to be so. But I just want to say thank you, and yeah, I'll be in touch.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Daniela. Thanks, everybody.